Вариант 18.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AF» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Foreign languages are very popular nowadays, and it's not surprising that people want to master them. Today there are lots of ways that make it possible to learn a foreign language, and every person chooses what suits them best. There is no shortcut for faster learning, though. It takes the time it takes. The way I learned Romanian was watching TV in English with Romanian subtitles. Subtitles helped me pick up Romanian words from sentences. It took about 100 hours or so, but now I can read Romanian and understand the spoken language without having to put any work in.
Speaker B.
In my opinion, the only way you'll ever truly learn a language is going to the country that speaks the language. I had studied German for 4 years, but after I spent 2 months in France, I spoke French much better than German, despite all the time and effort I had spent learning it. Travel alone and refuse to be helped in your language. Stay for at least 3 months at the same place. At first, you will feel frustrated, but this is normal, and you'll soon get used to the language. I personally speak 5 languages, and I have never been to a language class.
Speaker C.
In my opinion, the fastest and the best way to learn a language is to live in the country where it is spoken. However, not everyone can afford studying abroad. If you can't do that, I believe that taking classes is an effective way as well. I don't think it's a good idea to try and learn a foreign language by yourself. I mean, sure, you can do that as well as taking classes, but I do think it's very hard to do it without any help. It is much easier if you have a teacher or a tutor whom you can ask questions and ask for advice.
Speaker D.
My preferred method is using a good textbook with both grammar lessons and vocabulary. Read the lessons and learn new words. Then practice using them with the exercises provided in the textbook. This is an accelerated way of learning, and it's entirely possible. When starting a new language, memorizing 100 words per day will come quite naturally. I recommend never falling below 50 words per day and keep them in your working memory. And make sure that the words you learn are the ones that people use commonly. Learning odd and rare words is not effective if you are trying to learn quickly.
Speaker E.
You can't learn a language from books. You should hear its sound. While studying French at the university, I religiously listened to the cassette tapes that accompanied our textbook, and it really helped me to better learn the language. Listening doesn't take up your time. Load the language into your iPod, Walkman, or whatever is convenient, and just listen to it at home while cooking dinner or in the car on the way to uni. You can also listen to foreign pop music. You know, French sounds are rather difficult, and singing French songs really helped me to improve my pronunciation.
Speaker F.
Memorizing words is not an effective way to learn languages. You can't learn a language without speaking it. The only thing you should do is to find some kind of actual verbal interaction so as to see how the language really works in everyday conversation. I used to know a couple of students who helped each other learn languages. One knew Spanish and wanted to learn English. The other knew English and wanted to improve his Spanish. They divided the week in half. For half a week, they only spoke Spanish, and the rest of the time they spoke English. They both improved rapidly.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Foreign languages are very popular nowadays, and it's not surprising that people want to master them. Today there are lots of ways that make it possible to learn a foreign language, and every person chooses what suits them best. There is no shortcut for faster learning, though. It takes the time it takes. The way I learnt Romanian was watching TV in English with Romanian subtitles. Subtitles helped me pick up Romanian words from sentences. It took about 100 hours or so, but now I can read Romanian and understand the spoken language without having to put any work in.
Speaker B.
In my opinion, the only way you'll ever truly learn a language is going to the country that speaks the language. I had studied German for 4 years, but after I spent 2 months in France, I spoke French much better than German, despite all the time and effort I had spent learning it. Travel alone and refuse to be helped in your language. Stay for at least 3 months at the same place. At first, you will feel frustrated, but this is normal and you'll soon get used to the language. I personally speak 5 languages and I have never been to a language class.
Speaker C.
In my opinion, the fastest and the best way to learn a language is to live in the country where it is spoken. However, not everyone can afford studying abroad. If you can't do that, I believe that taking classes is an effective way as well. I don't think it's a good idea to try and learn a foreign language by yourself. I mean, sure, you can do that as well as taking classes, but I do think it's very hard to do it without any help. It is much easier if you have a teacher or a tutor whom you can ask questions and ask for advice.
Speaker D.
My preferred method is using a good textbook with both grammar lessons and vocabulary. Read the lessons and learn new words. Then practice using them with the exercises provided in the textbook. This is an accelerated way of learning, and it's entirely possible. When starting a new language, memorizing 100 words per day will come quite naturally. I recommend never falling below 50 words per day and keep them in your working memory. And make sure that the words you learn are the ones that people use commonly. Learning odd and rare words is not effective if you are trying to learn quickly.
Speaker E.
You can't learn a language from books. You should hear its sound. While studying French at the university, I religiously listened to the cassette tapes that accompanied our textbook, and it really helped me to better learn the language. Listening doesn't take up your time. Load the language into your iPod, Walkman, or whatever is convenient, and just listen to it at home while cooking dinner or in the car on the way to uni. You can also listen to foreign pop music. You know, French sounds are rather difficult, and singing French songs really helped me to improve my pronunciation.
Speaker F.
Memorizing words is not an effective way to learn languages. You can't learn a language without speaking it. The only thing you should do is to find some kind of actual verbal interaction so as to see how the language really works in everyday conversation. I used to know a couple of students who helped each other learn languages. One knew Spanish and wanted to learn English. The other knew English and wanted to improve his Spanish. They divided the week in half. For half a week, they only spoke Spanish, and the rest of the time they spoke English. They both improved rapidly.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A-G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Come in, please.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I was just walking by and I saw the sign in the window, Journalist Wanted. Are you still looking for somebody?
Yes, we are. One of our journalists quit last week because she moved house.
Well, I'd like to apply for the job. I don't have a lot of experience, but I worked for the college newspaper when I was a student, and I've written a couple of things on the internet.
What did you write on the internet?
I just wrote a couple of articles. One was about the village that I used to live in.
Traditional village? Where was it?
In Thailand.
Oh, Thailand. That is very interesting. I've always dreamed of visiting it.
And another one was about a trip that I did in Australia.
Where was it? Did you go to the desert or around the coast?
Through the desert. It was a safari trip. But we also visited quite a lot of interesting places. For example, Uluru. It is a rock, and it's notable for changing its colour as the different light strikes at it at different times of the day and year. The most remarkable sight is at sunset, when it briefly glows red. I made lots of beautiful pictures.
That sounds fascinating. What about your qualifications?
I've got a bachelor's degree in journalism, and I'm thinking of studying for a master's degree.
That's fine. So you have a bit of experience and good qualification. So yes, why not? I think you can have this job.
How much is the pay?
Well, the pay is pretty good, actually. But you'd better discuss it with the manager.
Aren't you a manager?
No, I'm a receptionist. The manager has just gone out, but he promised to be in an hour. So if you wait, you can ask him any questions you like.
I'd better come back in an hour.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Come in, please.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I was just walking by and I saw the sign in the window, Journalist Wanted. Are you still looking for somebody?
Yes, we are. One of our journalists quit last week because she moved house.
Well, I'd like to apply for the job. I don't have a lot of experience, but I worked for the college newspaper when I was a student and I've written a couple of things on the internet.
What did you write on the internet?
I just wrote a couple of articles. One was about the village that I used to live in.
Traditional village? Where was it?
In Thailand.
Oh, Thailand. That is very interesting. I've always dreamed of visiting it.
And another one was about a trip that I did in Australia.
Where was it? Did you go to the desert or around the coast?
Through the desert. It was a safari trip. But we also visited quite a lot of interesting places. For example, Uluru. It is a rock, and it's notable for changing its colour as the different light strikes at different times of the day and year. The most remarkable sight is at sunset, when it briefly glows red. I made lots of beautiful pictures.
That sounds fascinating. What about your qualifications?
I've got a bachelor's degree in journalism, and I'm thinking of studying for a master's degree.
That's fine. So you have a bit of experience and good qualification. So yes, why not? I think you can have this job.
How much is the pay?
Well, the pay is pretty good, actually. But you'd better discuss it with the manager.
Aren't you a manager?
No, I'm a receptionist. The manager has just gone out, but he promised to be in an hour. So if you wait, you can ask him any questions you like.
I'd better come back in an hour.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью с ученым. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
It's a proven fact that if you elevate the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, this will have the effect of acidifying the sea, because carbon dioxide, when it dissolves, forms carbonic acid. This acidification, notwithstanding the invariable amount of dissolved oxygen, can change the way that fish react to the world around them. Dr. Steve Simpson, who's from Bristol University, has been looking at how this affects their ability to sense the sound of danger.
My research has focused on the behaviour that coral reef fish show when they're looking to seek habitat after a period of a few days of developing out at sea in the plankton. My interest has been particularly on the importance of auditory cues, which are sounds produced by animals on the coral reef that the small fish can detect and use to pick specific habitats. Recent research has demonstrated that fish which experience ocean acidification lose their natural sense of smell, which is the other cue that fish use to detect reef habitat. So the question is whether the sense of hearing is unaffected by ocean acidification and so will be able to compensate for this loss of sense of smell, or whether hearing is also impacted on by ocean acidification.
So what was the experimental technique? What did you actually do, and what fish did you test?
We worked with clownfish. Clownfish are similar to Nemo and are readily available through the aquarium trade. Clownfish are native to warmer waters of the Indian and Pacific Oceans, including the Great Barrier Reef, but they can be bred in captivity. So for scientists, this is great, because it means that we can actually work with the embryos of these fish. So we took embryonic clownfish and put them into different treatments of water that were either based on today's CO2 environment or based on different predictions for the CO environments later in the century. Then we took the fish and put them into a long tube facing towards a speaker, and we allowed the fish to move around in this tube while we played sounds to them and monitored their behaviour.
What did the fish do under those circumstances when you played the sounds of a reef?
We used a recording of daytime coral reef noise, and in the natural environment, fish normally move away from this sound. A coral reef is a dangerous place during the daytime because of the high density of predators, and so the noise of all these predators caused fish naturally to move away from the sound. On the contrary, the fish that had experienced high levels or elevated levels of CO2 showed no response to the recordings, so they were equally spending time moving towards the speaker as well as away from it.
Gosh, that's quite striking, isn't it? Have you any clue as to why they behave like that?
It's certainly possible that the fish have gone deaf, or it may be that the fish can hear these sounds quite well but lose their natural avoidance behaviour. But it's most likely that their hearing has been partly influenced by the environment, because we did look at the growth of their ear bone, which is a central part of a fish ear, and we found there are differences in the shape or the size of the ear bone between the fish from different treatments. Either way, any of those three scenarios would be bad news for the fish in the natural environment.
And what do you think the implications are for what you found?
Well, the implications are that loss of hearing or their natural responses to sound are certainly detrimental to fish, because fish live in a very auditory world, and sounds are important for detecting and avoiding predators, and also for detecting potential prey items. So there will be fairly detrimental impacts on fish populations. We don't know whether this impact will be seen across the board in terms of different fish species, and that's the focus of our research now. It is also necessary to study whether fish can adapt to CO2 levels, because there can be some rare fish that already have more tolerance that will then be able to keep pace with the change.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
It's a proven fact that if you elevate the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, this will have the effect of acidifying the sea, because carbon dioxide, when it dissolves, forms carbonic acid. This acidification, notwithstanding the invariable amount of dissolved oxygen, can change the way that fish react to the world around them. Dr. Steve Simpson, who's from Bristol University, has been looking at how this affects their ability to sense the sound of danger.
My research has focused on the behaviour that coral reef fish show when they're looking to seek habitat after a period of a few days of developing out at sea in the plankton. My interest has been particularly on the importance of auditory cues, which are sounds produced by animals on the coral reef that the small fish can detect and use to pick specific habitats. Recent research has demonstrated that fish which experience ocean acidification lose their natural sense of smell, which is the other cue that fish use to detect reef habitat. So the question is whether the sense of hearing is unaffected by ocean acidification and so will be able to compensate for this loss of sense of smell, or whether hearing is also impacted on by ocean acidification.
So what was the experimental technique? What did you actually do, and what fish did you test?
We worked with clownfish. Clownfish are similar to Nemo and are readily available through the aquarium trade. Clownfish are native to warmer waters of the Indian and Pacific Oceans, including the Great Barrier Reef, but they can be bred in captivity. So for scientists, this is great, because it means that we can actually work with the embryos of these fish. So we took embryonic clownfish and put them into different treatments of water that were either based on today's CO2 environment or based on different predictions for the CO environments later in the century. Then we took the fish and put them into a long tube facing towards a speaker, and we allowed the fish to move around in this tube while we played sounds to them and monitored their behaviour.
What did the fish do under those circumstances when you played the sounds of a reef?
We used a recording of daytime coral reef noise, and in the natural environment, fish normally move away from this sound. A coral reef is a dangerous place during the daytime because of the high density of predators, and so the noise of all these predators caused fish naturally to move away from the sound. On the contrary, the fish that had experienced high levels or elevated levels of CO2 showed no response to the recordings, so they were equally spending time moving towards the speaker as well as away from it.
Gosh, that's quite striking, isn't it? Have you any clue as to why they behave like that?
It's certainly possible that the fish have gone deaf, or it may be that the fish can hear these sounds quite well but lose their natural avoidance behaviour. But it's most likely that their hearing has been partly influenced by the environment, because we did look at the growth of their ear bone, which is a central part of a fish ear, and we found there are differences in the shape or the size of the ear bone between the fish from different treatments. Either way, any of those three scenarios would be bad news for the fish in the natural environment.
And what do you think the implications are for what you found?
Well, the implications are that loss of hearing or their natural responses to sound are certainly detrimental to fish, because fish live in a very auditory world, and sounds are important for detecting and avoiding predators, and also for detecting potential prey items. So there will be fairly detrimental impacts on fish populations. We don't know whether this impact will be seen across the board in terms of different fish species, and that's the focus of our research now. It is also necessary to study whether fish can adapt to CO2 levels, because there can be some rare fish that already have more tolerance that will then be able to keep pace with the change.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.